Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hello, I'm Ian Stone. Welcome to the Football's Not On. I'm joined once again by Ellis James and Charlie Baker. Nice to have you here.
Hello.
Although this is an oral medium you're listening on, Charlie does have a shirt on that says Baker. Just in case, I don't know.
So no one can steal it, Ian.
Always,
my brother.
Always okay. Thinking about his brand.
Okay, Brannick, you need James.
No, I've got a bit of pride. Yeah. We were talking about pride before the podcast started.
Talking of pride, let's talk about Louis van Gaal, right? Well, I mean, we're recording this on Friday morning, Friday early afternoon, and in about 7 or 8 hours, Manchester United are going to Derby for a crucial FA Cup fourth round tie, and they say that if they lose that game, he'll be sacked. I mean, do you think that's going to happen, by the way?
Well, is the FA Cup big enough competition anymore to get sacked over?
Yes.
If you're a multi-million...
It's not about just this one guy.
I went to Man United last week.
You did go to... Yes, that's right.
Justin Morehouse, our dear friend Justin Morehouse, lent me...
You make it sound like he's dying.
God rest his soul.
Dearly departed.
Even though he's still working.
You haven't seen him gig recently.
We were sitting here last week and you were excited about going to Manchester United. Amazingly, considering the absolute codswallop they've been serving up all
season. Not a Man United fan, but I think if you're a football fan, you can go to Old Trafford.
Old Trafford?
Yes, I have. Yes. I've never seen Swansea lose at Old Trafford.
No, we had this discussion because up until the FA Cup quarter final last year, I'd never seen Arsenal win.
Really?
10 times.
10 times.
And we lost every game. I will tell you this story. Just because the one time I went, it was snowing in Manchester. It was lovely in London. I was wearing a T-shirt. By the time I got to Manchester, it was snowing. And I've never been so cold in my life.
Yes.
And we lost 3-0 to Manchester United. And Gordon McQueen got two of them. And we stood on the terraces and they kept us in for an hour. And Gerald Sinstad came out and interviewed Gordon McQueen. And we amused ourselves by going, we all agree Gordon McQueen is a...
Yeah.
You can fill in the rest. And they had to take them off. Gerald Sinstad had to go off with Gordon.
That
until
is amazing.
Taken out. So,
I was about to say, I've never seen Torquay United lose at Wembley. But I have, because we lost to Ebbsfleet in the FA Trophy about 5 years ago.
At Old Trafford?
Yeah, at Old Trafford. The finals, when Wembley was being built.
Oh, of course.
So anyway, you went to
Old Trafford. Yeah, and I was excited. You know, you're excited. It's big match atmosphere, Old Trafford. Old Trafford is one of those stadiums, it's not been rebuilt.
No.
It's not one of these ones out on a shopping centre somewhere.
It's been expanded.
It's been... It's gone up, isn't it?
It is massive.
So it's still got a sense of this one. You can imagine the great teams there.
Especially because there's certain bits that are obviously very old. Yeah. The Man United sign is quite old. And obviously there's the statue of Breslau and Charlton and all that sort of thing. It is, you know, it's a historic place.
And you can imagine all the great teams there. And that is the only entertainment you get at present. Better teams in the past.
Certain bits of it are past it, you know, like Wayne Rooney or whatever, you know. But no. So.
Boom! Take that, Wayne. That's the thing that
Old Trafford. Yeah. We panicked. I was with Joe Caulfield because we were doing the weekend at the store together. And I had Justin's son's ticket.
I've sat in those seats, by the way.
Between 18 and 20.
So we that'd be 19, deal. I'm guessing.
So I had to pretend.
I'm thinking between 18 and 20. Anyway,
excited. Panic getting in because showed in, sat down, great, this is going to be brilliant. And there's a great atmosphere beforehand. Glory, glory, man.
Yeah.
You know, brilliant. They come out, game starts, it's silent.
Yeah, it's like a morgue, isn't
it's
it?
It's silent.
Silent, except
and
for...
I thought, it can't be as bad as everyone's saying. You know?
Well, you're watching it, though.
And you're watching it, and you're going, no, this is awful. This is really boring.
Sideways,
and what it is,
sideways.
The players are obviously brilliant players, but they cannot play. He's got the system going. He's got the system going. Because you can see the system. You're physically watching this.
Well, the players don't move the
system,
more than
but they cannot play it.
No.
There's no intensity at all
they're
in the system.
They're all terrified, aren't they?
Yeah. They're all terrified.
They do look
what it's like. You know that episode of Simpsons where they have a game of football and they just put one player.
Right.
Just...
No one crosses that halfway line.
Yeah.
It's like that. It is awful
and it's back.
To watch.
Yeah. And it goes back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
that's
sideways.
Right. What was interesting, actually, because I watched the highlights of Match of the Day. The only highlight was Daley Blind had a 35-yard shot straight into the midriff from Fraser Forster.
That was the one shot.
And the rest of the highlights were Southampton attacks.
Yep.
There was nothing.
And even
else.
They weren't particularly, but they were bothered. They were happy to soak it up.
No, because no one's scared of Man United anymore. So when did the booing start?
Well, got to half time.
Yeah.
I thought there was going to be booing. I was saying to Joe, I'm looking forward to the booing. No one booed around me, so I started the booing in my
you
side
can't
of the stadium.
Start the booing.
Why not?
Because you're a guest.
I've paid my money. I'm not.
It's like turning up at somebody else's house and they serve you a dinner that's not.
Yeah.
So good.
You're saying I'm not justified to boo.
You haven't suffered enough to boo. You can boo Torquay, right?
Yeah.
Because you've sat at Torquay and watched some dross. Yeah. So you can boo.
I stand at Torquay.
You stand, of course. Sorry, I'm talking from a Premier League perspective. You can stand, but you can't boo at Old Trafford. Anyway, you started the booing.
I started the booing, and then people joined in, and I was pleased about that.
I love it.
So Van Gaal got booed. So if he does get sacked, partly down to you.
It's the drip effect.
Finally, it was the thing that tipped him over.
Yeah.
Even the guest.
Wayne Rooney's going to retire after listening to this podcast.
But you can see De Gea just standing there going, why am I still here? What am I still doing?
Well, you're still here because the Real Madrid guy can't work a fax machine.
Yeah, exactly.
That's
why
you're still here. But it is terrible, and I think we've all agreed it's terrible.
Yeah.
And Louis van Gaal has got very, very defensive.
If they do suck him, it just shows that Man United are like every other club.
Well, they are,
and
they're
willing
every
to
club
panic.
Anyway.
Yeah.
But you know what? Every club is like every other
club. Oh, of course,
I mean, even Arsenal, right? Because hopefully they won't go through the same paroxysms that Man United have gone through. Hopefully they've learned from this. But the truth is, you know what? It is 2015, and this is what we're all like now. We all got all the clubs have got enormous amounts of money, and they're trying to get the best manager.
Yes,
and nobody's got time to wait. Ferguson, it was 5 years before he won a trophy.
And
who knows?
Doesn't exist anymore.
Unthinkable
now, won't it? And there's no way that people will wait that long. So who's gonna? I think we can all agree that Louis van Gaal is essentially like the Sean Penn character.
Dead Man Walking.
Right now, Susan Sarandon is providing some sort of relief. I don't mean that in any sort of weird way.
Dead Van Walking.
Dead.
Anyone? No?
Oh, dear.
And you know what? The reception that joke got was still better than anything Man United got at Old Trafford on Saturday.
Yeah, I will boo that.
Yeah. Oh.
So they're playing Derby tonight, and that is a tough place to get.
They're a
Derby.
Good side on a not particularly good run of form, Derby. They're still quite high up.
Do you know
league,
what?
I
love that you know that.
they've not won in five or something, haven't they?
Yeah.
Wow, brilliant. Yeah. Okay, well, but they're going to be up for it tonight.
Yeah.
And you can imagine it's going to be packed.
Brilliant atmosphere. Have you ever been to the iPro, it's called now?
It's not Pride Park.
They're called the iPro.
Is it the same
stadium,
ground, though?
But it's.
I've been there for a terrible 0-0 draw that Arsenal had with Derby. It was all right.
They've got good fans, Derby. I'm always quite impressed.
The singing and the atmosphere is really good. I went with. I was doing a weekend at the Nottingham Glee, and I went, I fancy the Derby match tomorrow. And I was on, Kevin Bridges was doing a tour warm-up.
Yeah.
And I went, and he went, hang on a minute. All right, yeah, I've got us some tickets. He knew one of the players. I got us some tickets. Oh, great, all right, lovely, thanks. Meet at 12 and we'll get in a taxi. Mm. We've got a taxi up there, it's turned up. Full hospitality, sat with some of the injured players and their parents and all that sort of stuff.
Injured players.
Oh yeah, it's fantastic.
What, comforting them.
Brilliant. Anyway, before
performing the last rite.
Kevin did 5 minutes.
A little cross.
We left. We left with this big salubrious day, you know, amazing. We left 2 minutes to go because they were 3-1 up. I thought, great, we'll go. Fantastic. Couldn't get a cab. Couldn't get anything. We waited an hour and a half at the local at the KFC across the road.
You and Kevin Bridges.
Me and Kevin Bridges and Romesh. Just sitting there. I was thinking, Kev, you're really famous. Can't you call in a helicopter or something at this point? This is...
She hasn't got anywhere to land.
Yeah.
All right.
Anyway.
All right. So,
that's my Derby County story.
Well, you were talking about Joe Caulfield had an interesting...
Yes, now we're going on to managers moving around.
Yes.
Because I was going to say, you must watch this Man United situation and be a bit worried about Arsenal.
Well...
Because when it comes to it is tough, isn't it?
Yes.
Well, Arsenal, though, are a team on the up, aren't they? Was that United side
they
that won the league.
They just won the top by 11 points when Ferguson...
Yes, that is true. Issue. I completely take that back.
He made a mistake, because basically what he did is he got David Moyes in, who was like mini-me. Like he was like Ferguson 25 years ago. But that no longer counts in today's world.
Absolutely. But they've got their comeuppance. They've thrown money at it, got this big other manager, and it's worse. And
favourite David Moyes story. I might have done this on the pod.
I love the fact that you have a number of David Moyes stories.
And this is number one.
I was obsessed with David Moyes. But at the end of...
What?
They were, because
Why
I, it was fascinating watching a man fail in that way.
Yeah.
But they were flying back after they'd lost in the... They'd been knocked out of the Champions League. Mm. So all the players are at the back, the plane, the chartered flight, and they're like, oh, we're going to get loads of stick at the airport. The press are going to go crazy. They went up the front to discuss the sort of, you know, how they were going to approach it with David Moyes. And I think Rio Ferdinand, caught him reading a book on leadership. Like a sort of leadership for them. You know, the black and yellow, right?
I caught him.
You're right, David.
Yeah. It was inside another magazine.
But, can you imagine Alex Ferguson read? He writes
books on leadership. Yeah, but that's true. So, all right. So Joe Caulfield was talking about the next manager of Manchester United.
No, not the next manager of Manchester United.
Oh, not the next manager.
The next manager of Chelsea.
Oh, okay. Yes, I think you're going to see Maurizio Pochettino at this point. Oh, you're not.
And I think this is a good call, and no one has said it. And I've looked into the odds for it.
Okay,
it's not one of us. Is it?
It's 110
Alan Curtis.
It's not one of us, is it?
No.
Okay. Who is it?
Pellegrini.
Pellegrini is the next manager of Chelsea.
Think about it, Ellis.
Well, I suppose. Yeah.
Listen, it's a possibility.
Why tried not? And tested.
He's about, isn't he? That's the point. He's
going to be out of a job and angry. And the success, he's going to win something this year. He'll win something.
And what you're saying, you bring on a manager with a grudge.
Knows the league, knows the players, can deal with big time players.
Got a warm enough coat for the winter matches.
He's 100 years old.
Yeah, he does. That's right. It's not like he'd be that. He's already at the point where he
looks
wouldn't be that bothered.
Like he smokes, doesn't he? He smokes a lot, I think, Pellegrini.
Yeah.
You can see him with those strong, filterless camel fags.
Are you thinking of Cesar Minotti in the 70s? He used to smoke on the touchline.
I know.
You don't see smoking matches. Arsene Wenger used to smoke.
Did he?
Yes, he did.
It's a good call, though, isn't it? Pellegrini.
Cruyff smoked like
Cruyff
a trooper as well.
That's right. Smoking
footballers is an interesting
Rooney used to smoke, didn't he?
Well,
Socrates.
Ray Parlour told a great story. Ray Parlour said that when all the French boys joined Arsenal, in like 96, 97, Arsene Wenger turned up. They were on a pre-season tour, right? And Ray Parlour said, all the English boys are in a bar drinking.
Yeah.
And in the next place along, there was a coffee bar with all the French players smoking. And he thought, how the hell are we going to win anything? And he goes, and we won the double. So it seems, you know, you've got to get that combination,
the balance,
of smoking and drinking. But, you know, Gallas... has smoked, but you know Jack Wilshere has also had a cigarette.
Well, I've told this story before on Ian's show, I think, but Ian Botham's warm up for the 1985 Ashes, 81 Ashes, which one was it?
Well, Headingley, the 81,
was a bath,
right,
in the morning, a bath, two fags, and a whole pork pie.
Sport as. That's fantastic. I wouldn't eat a pork pie in a bath, would you?
No.
I mean, I wouldn't eat a pork pie.
It's the greatest. That's why I keep telling that story, because it's just the best fact.
Do you know what? That's a beautiful story.
Pellegrini for Chelsea. What do you think, Ian?
What do I think? Look, Chelsea is just... Danny Baker once described Chelsea as the exploding clown's car of
British
football.
Yes.
And I sort of see that. So they could take it. Who knows who they might take? They might bring back Avram Grant for a week.
And there's only about six or seven managers who could do the job at Chelsea.
And five of them have already managed Chelsea.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Is the other problem.
Yeah.
Well, while we're on speculation, right? So, this is what... it's all changed at the end of the season, right? Guardiola is available. Yeah. He has said he's available. Yeah. So we think he's probably going to go to Manchester City, right? Which means that Pellegrini's out of a job.
Yeah.
Right, so now let's say that Pellegrini goes to Chelsea. Yeah. Mourinho, of course, has been making eyes at Manchester United. He wrote a six-page letter,
desperate,
which is weird.
What's he going to do next? Make him a mixtape?
It's a little bit. Do you remember Dave Johns, who has been on our show, and he used to do a song. He used to sing, "I've got two wonderful arms, I've got two wonderful legs." Remember this?
Yeah.
And this ended, "I've got a hive full of honey for the right kind of honeybee." And it was funny when he watched Dave do it. Yeah. But I sort of see Mourinho that way with Manchester United. Yeah.
It's terrible. It's like a teenage girl sending letters to One Direction or something. It's a bit embarrassing, isn't it?
It is. Although One Direction are way more successful.
That's true.
So let's say Mourinho ends up at Manchester United, right?
Yeah.
And then it's a case, so it's all changed with those three.
He won't.
He won't?
He won't.
Why not?
Because they don't want him.
Well, yeah, but
they wanted him, they'd have had him by now.
No, what I want is Mourinho to end up at Manchester United and then for him to fail again. Oh, and then that's the end of that
Mourinho
cult.
They don't want him. They don't want him, do they? They don't want
him.
No.
Well, it doesn't look like it.
Deal with it, mate.
But you know what? They're in such a mess now that maybe they need to
help. Yes.
That's the point.
Because the fear with Mourinho is that he's never really played young players from this sort of academy or youth team, as he Mourinho. At Chelsea, it was never really his way.
No, but then Manchester United are not going to be playing academy players for the next few years.
No,
because they need to get out of the situation they're in. I mean, it's weird with Man United as opposed to everyone else, because when Man United do badly, the New York Stock Exchange gets involved now.
Well,
and
this is
what I'm hearing.
Alex Ferguson's star just continues to rise.
Well,
he looks more and more incredible. I heard a thing about Arsene Wenger, and this made me think of Pep Guardiola. Why I don't think it maybe not be a done deal that he's going Man City. And Arsene Wenger, whenever he gets tapped up by a big club, he goes and sees them. Is that right?
I don't know.
I think he's been to see Real Madrid in the past.
Right.
He's been to see Bayern Munich
in
the past.
Say?
Because if you wanted to know how your rivals were getting on, and what they were going to spend in the summer,
and what
their youth policy was. The only way, if you get shown in, and like, oh yeah, this is what we're going to spend this summer, because they want you, because you're the chosen one.
Right.
So Pep Guardiola might be going, I wonder what Man City are going to... He might be playing some long game.
Oh my God.
I wonder what sort of budget they've got.
So if there's
like Lidl toilet paper...
Yeah.
...in the Etihad, he's right.
But he might be going... He might be working as an undercover agent all along.
Hang on.
And that's why Wenger did it.
I like the way you're thinking.
Mm.
That is very clever.
It's sort of very Machiavellian, but why not?
Well, Wenger used to do it. Wenger, apparently, when he was tapped up by a big club, he thought he'd be playing in the Champions League, he'd go and he'd find out all about them.
We'll check him out. And
because they're going to tell you everything.
And a fat lot of good is done, so let's be fair, in the Champions League. While we're talking about managers, Ashley Williams at Swansea.
Yes.
He said he had to deny that he looked him up on Google.
Yeah, because initially I read this in one of the Welsh papers. He said, yeah, I Googled him on Sunday night, but then again, so did the rest of the squad. But I sort of think that's fair enough.
That's all right.
I saw that. I Googled him. What's wrong with Googling him?
Yeah, you think, what prior to the internet, what option did a footballer... Did he have to...
Like
microfiche.
Wow, there's a world you've done.
Library. Flicking through.
That's right, go to a library.
Yeah.
Flick through.
Check it out, look at clippings.
Exactly.
That's right.
Did your wrists... Oh, God, I've been microfishing all day.
Never heard of any manager. Wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Now you can just put his name in and there's like a million...
Because I Googled, I never heard of him. And I was initially sceptical, but his record is amazing.
He's had quite a good record.
So and what he does is he takes unfashionable clubs into Europe. Like he did that with Palermo and he did that with Udinese.
That's what Jurgen Klopp does.
Yeah.
The Google thing is Adebayor this week. They said, what do you think of Crystal Palace, Emmanuel Adebayor? And he went, I don't know, I'll go away and Google him. I haven't got a clue.
He didn't know who they were.
I said, I don't know anything of their history. I don't know anything about the
club. He must have played them, though.
Yeah, of course he did.
But he said, I don't know anything about
them. Adebayor, it's all about him.
Yeah,
Whatever happens, it is all about, and always was.
But he's on a pay-as-you-play, isn't he? He's on a, if you play, you get paid. And if you score, you get paid more.
Oh, yeah. See, that's incentivising.
Perfect.
Incentivising, because there's nothing he loves more.
He's on a 0 hours contract.
He's not very well paid. I think it's a good move for Palace to buy Adebayor on this pay as you play, because he will get goals. I mean, the truth is, when he's on form, he's unplayable.
Yeah.
Adebayor, but he's too obsessed with trainers and money.
I hate those players who turn up and are brilliant on loan, and then you sign them. You must have had those for Swansea.
God,
Torquay, we get them all the time.
Really? They just want a deal.
All the time. And then they'll be brilliant.
There's no shot window.
Seven
like
games, six
like
goals.
Swansea,
we had a player, Billy Bowden, who was brilliant on loan for us. Like 10 games, six, seven goals. Brilliant, fantastic. Signed him, scored twice.
Yeah, he's like...
And that was it.
And that was it.
Happy now. I've got my pad in Devon. I've made it.
Ramirez has left Chelsea. They've signed Pato.
Yeah.
Who I hear a lot about, Brazilian, and he's playing for Milan, I believe.
Yeah, he did very well for Milan.
But we'll see what happens there. But Ramirez has gone to China. Now, the Chinese are trying they're trying to buy in, aren't they? They bought Didier Drogba for a year. Yeah. And Nicolas Anelka.
Yeah.
I mean... It should be a football powerhouse, shouldn't it, China? I mean, it's 1.1 billion people.
It's one of those terrifying things if they do get into football.
Well, then, India as well.
So yeah, in India, there's a billion people live in India. You think, oh my God. I mean,
must be someone.
You can imagine so.
Statistically.
But you know what it is? It's the coaching, or it's the lack of coaching.
Yeah.
That's the point. They don't have that. They don't have.
Didn't Gazza go to China a long time ago, like 10, 15 years ago?
You know, he might have done.
Yes, I think he did.
Gazza went to China.
I mean, it sounds like a bad idea all round, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Gazza in China.
I wonder if he took Jimmy Five Bellies with him.
You'd hope so.
Yeah.
You'd hope so.
They must have, when Chelsea received the phone call for Ramirez, they said, have we still got him? We still got Ramirez? Yep. How much? 25 million pounds?
That's not what they've spent on him.
Yeah, 25 million quid. Let me consult my chairman.
And he'll be on, what?
He'll be on 200 grand a week.
It's a shame, because that's the one I think it's a shame.
A shame
you think,
what?
Good player, could still do it, top level, top European club, could still do it.
Yeah.
And he's gone to China, probably for an extra 100 grand a week.
Well, didn't he have a job for an extra whatever? He went for 300 grand a week, but the reason he went is because he's got a school or a foundation in Ivory Coast, and he basically wanted to make more money so he could send more money to the Ivory Coast. And you think, oh, you know what? Fair enough.
Are these foundations tax deductible by any chance?
Don't be silly.
Sorry, I apologise.
No, seriously.
I apologise.
All those idiots who say that football is 22 overpaid men kicking a bag of air about.
Yeah.
Why don't we tell them about Didier Drogba?
Yeah, well,
because that is a great story.
He'll probably end up as president.
Yeah.
Of Ivory Coast. George Weah ran for president of Liberia, I believe, and I don't know whether he won.
World Player of the Year.
He won World
Player of the Year. Never played in a World Cup, did he?
And also, by the way, when he was made World Player of the Year, he dedicated the award to Arsene Wenger. And nobody knew at that point who Arsene Wenger was. At the World Player of the Year Award.
Prior to Google as well, so everyone was microfiching it.
Nobody had no idea, did they? Let's talk about a couple of players who have been in the news. Daniel Sturridge has been unavailable for Liverpool, or for whoever he's played for, but mainly Liverpool, for 614 days out of 1,121. Yeah. It's like 58% of the time.
Yeah.
And Jurgen Klopp said, Sturridge needs to learn what is serious pain and what is only pain.
Yeah, I've heard a theory that when he was playing with Suarez and Sterling, that year they almost won the league.
Well, great team.
He was pushing himself through the pain barrier to play out of pride. But now he's easily the best player in the side.
He
doesn't want to be there.
He can't be out. That's a bad attitude, if that is the case. But you know what? Pain. I don't like pain.
Neither do I.
But
it's
no
not
one.
Pleasant.
I can't do admin through pain.
I think we've had this.
Let alone make big shuttling 30-yard runs.
Nobody. Everyone goes. Oh, he's got a high pain threshold. You don't know that.
Well, no one has a clue what anyone's.
You don't know what anyone's pain is like.
No.
Yeah.
How do you? In any way judge, oh, she's good with pain.
Childbirth might be easy.
You've said that, Ian, not me.
Yeah.
Oh, I've never... Listen,
Ian Stone says childbirth is easy.
I have no idea.
Oh, my God.
Anyway.
Never again.
Yeah. Now, how long do you put up with it, though? I mean, Arsenal had Diaby, who... We loved Diaby, and when he played for us, he was great, but then he got caught by this idiot at Sunderland. And it was just an awful, awful challenge. And he was never the same again. And after 8 years, they let him go. But the truth was that we kept him for too long, because if we'd have got rid of him, we'd have had to buy someone else, as opposed to, oh, Diaby's back. He's not having a new signing.
If I was Klopp, I would cut my losses on Sturridge.
Yeah, me too.
Sell Benteke and try and use all that money to buy Lewandowski.
That's bold.
That's what I would try and do. If I was Jurgen Klopp.
You're full of theories, aren't you, Charlie?
No, but it's a good theory.
That is a good theory.
If I was
like
a Liverpool fan, I would think, yes, But yeah, of course you would think yes to have Lewandowski in your team, wouldn't you? Because he is the best, probably the best.
But he's ideal for Klopp. And a new goalie.
He's not German, he's Polish actually, but he's played for a German team and he knows the culture.
It's the same sort of injury he gets all the time as well, isn't it? Sturridge.
Daniel Sturridge.
Sturridge, yeah. It's always like sort of, I'm going to say soft tissue injuries, but it makes you sound like I know what I'm talking about.
Have you heard that?
No. I heard that on another podcast about a year ago.
We all do this.
Yeah.
You know what he's got to do? He's got to run the channel.
Yeah.
I have no idea.
Play the percentages for crying out loud. I don't know.
We all do it. My favourite.
The two things I show to football: put a foot on it, and this is brilliantly vague. Use it.
Use it's great, actually. Use it.
Oh, use it.
Yeah, but use it and don't lose it. Is the full phrase, yeah, isn't it? Really. We'll talk about a couple of other things that happened this week. Yeah. Martin Atkinson was a referee at Man City against Everton, the second leg of the Capital One Cup. And he was apparently sarcastic to Phil Jagielka.
I quite like that. It brings an element of the Sunday League into the sort of into top level football. I sort of quite like the fact that he went, "Oh yeah, because your defending's great, isn't it? Yeah, you're great."
but Phil Jagielka's got a certain pride. Plus the fact that Phil Jagielka could have turned around to Martin Atkinson and said, "Well, you're not refereeing rubbish because you didn't see the ball was out for the cross." That was the turning point of the game.
Worrying that Everton defence, isn't it? Because everyone goes, "Oh, it's awful, the Everton defence." And you go, "All right, yeah, Leighton Baines, Phil Jagielka, John Stones, the England defence, isn't it?"
Yeah. The Swans have never beaten Everton ever.
Oh, you beat them
in the league.
You?
Yeah, you beat them.
But
yeah.
I don't mind a bit of sarcasm from the ref either. Pretty nasty injury for De Bruyne. Got injured.
Yes.
But you were saying about the goalkeeper.
The keeper came out because they were trying to waste time.
Yeah.
Well, they were trying.
And he went, "Come on, rolled him over. Come on." Yeah. Oh, jeez.
Sorry, mate. Didn't see pretty quick.
Is that his legs hanging off?
He was in tears.
He had a soft tissue injury, I think.
When did oxygen become a thing, though? I mean, we talked about this before. Oxygen now. For a leg injury, do you need oxygen?
It did look painful. Is it anterior cruciate?
It was the ACL, yes.
The ACL.
But also, it's not a...
ACL Bournemouth.
That's what I think as well.
I mean, he did make a fuss.
Yeah, what do you mean he made a fuss?
He did make a fuss.
Oh, are you saying he should have just run it off?
Have a trot on it.
Trot about and see what happens.
Walk it off.
Last week, the magic sponge.
Stuart Pearce played on with a broken leg. Steve McMahon
would have walked it off, wouldn't he? Yeah. Ronnie Whelan is walking that off.
Cesc Fabregas played with a broken leg. He scored, in fact, against Aston Villa with a broken neck.
Bert Trautman playing with a broken neck.
That is true.
Before we go, I've done admin
with a mild headache.
Well done.
Yeah, I'm with you. It's the end of January. Let's talk about the player of the season so far, or particularly the bargain of the season so far. Dele Alli scored an absolutely wonderful goal against Crystal Palace last weekend.
If there's not a Dele in Tottenham called Dele Alli yet.
Have you been down Tottenham Highway? Have you been down Tottenham Highway? Because it's not really a deli sort of area.
No.
But if I put one down an alley. And then it'd be, there's a place in Reading that's got loads of fish shops on it called Smelly Alley.
There is.
There's Smelly Alley in Reading, yeah.
There's Chippy Alley in Cardiff.
Yeah. Deli Alley, be good, wouldn't it? But it's more of an Arsenal thing, really, at a Deli Alley.
He plays for Tottenham.
How much did they pay MK Dons for him?
Not a lot. £5 million, I'm being told. £5 million, which is, in football terms, not a lot.
How many times do Premiership clubs go to lower leagues and buy people for £5 million?
Not enough. Because the two of the players of the season so far have been Dele Alli and Jamie Vardy, both of whom came from lower league clubs and two of the best players.
Because Brendan Rodgers thought he'd signed him.
Who?
Thought he'd signed Brendan.
Dele Alli.
Dele Alli.
Is that right?
Yeah, and then it didn't happen.
Right.
They couldn't get it through the transfer committee.
No one's talking about him being a manager of anyone at the moment.
No, it's a shame, isn't it?
No.
Yeah. Shame for him. So Dele Alli has obviously been an absolutely fantastic player.
Got to keep going, hasn't he?
I feel confident about England's chances because of some of the players that they've got.
We haven't got defence, though, have we?
Well, the Everton defence, obviously, what you're saying. Yeah. I see that.
I think Dele Alli and Harry. John Terry to come back for one last
who's
hurrah.
Who's going to do that?
Dele Alli and Harry.
To beg him. That's right. Is that exactly what we should do? Listen, I don't think John Terry should do it now. I think he should have played maybe in the qualifier, but not now.
Dele Alli and Harry Kane up front for England, though.
You know what?
I would drop Wayne Rooney if I was England manager.
Would you?
I would all day long.
We see
all
this. Everyone talks about Wayne Rooney like this.
But I just don't think he's mobile enough
all day long. Bring him on international 15 football. Minutes ago.
He's the captain. He's the top scorer for England. You know what? You know what's interesting about this? Because I do the radio show sometimes with Mr. Ian Wright, and we talk about this. Now, ex-players are always very defensive of Wayne Rooney. So I sit there and
that's
say,
true.
He's gone, and like all fans,
and
they go, you don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
But it certainly looks like he's
well,
a lot
I will say he's playing in that Man United team that we started off talking about that is don't know what they're doing.
Yeah.
And he is the only one who gets the ball, cuts inside and has a shot.
In fairness to him, though, he's 29, isn't he, Wayne Rooney?
Yeah. 30.
30. So he's been playing top flight football for 14 years.
Yeah, Jamie Carragher said he actually is, in real terms, a 35-year-old player.
Exactly.
And so therefore he's gone.
Gary Cahill is 30.
No.
Is he?
Oh, this
Gary
happens.
Cahill.
This happens all
Gareth,
the time.
Gareth, my haircut, the haircut I have you now, what? Is older than Jordan Ibe.
Wow.
I've had this haircut for longer than Jordan Ibe has been alive.
I would like to carry on, but the truth is, we can't follow a comment like that. So let's leave it there. Thanks to Ellis and thanks to Charlie. See you soon.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.